said that he hasn't, excuse me, surprised you what he's been able to do this year, but what is a play looking back on, like his sort of body of work that sticks with you today?
Probably when he came out of the pile on 3rd and 8 against the Cowboys, against the Redskins Washington. On Monday night.
Okay.
That I mean, I was even looking down the field and getting ready to, you know, get ready for the next series and play calls, and all of a sudden I hear the crowd go crazy and out he goes. So
the crowd was your clue?
Yeah, the crowd. I looked down because I was again getting my call sheet to help get ready for the next series, and next thing I hear the crowd yelling, and he's running down the field. So yeah, that probably that play was the one that stood out the most. Sure.
I think Frank Reich said that one thing when you guys visited with Carson, learned that he argued with his OC at North Dakota State a lot, and Frank said he liked that. How do you build that environment, that culture, where those healthy disagreements, maybe you argue a little bit back and forth, is still healthy and no one's sensitive to it?
Yeah, no one's sensitive. I love that. I love that because it's number one, it's fun to talk football in a serious matter. Okay, it's fun. That's what we do for a living. We talk football. And there's a lot of ways to do things. So if there's healthy debate on the best way to do something, and we all, at the end of the day, come to a consensus and all on board saying, hey, we decided this is the best way to do things, I think that's healthy. And usually when that happens and everyone's on board, usually you are going to have success with it, whether that play, that protection, the route concept, whatever. I think when there's healthy debate and there's a lot of smart guys that have a lot of football experience in a room do that, I think that's good.
What's his strategy? Does he get fired up? Does he nag you when he's really pressing on a point that maybe you might disagree with?
No, he'll maybe just suggest something either, you know, two or three times, and you know, I kind of know that's kind of how he's seeing a play or how what he's thinking, and but like I said, it's healthy. There's nothing, there's no malicious to my side, his side. You know, Coach Peterson, there's no malicious sensitivity there at all.
Know,
it's all good.
You're just going like week to week and every during the season especially, but a lot of coaches are content to just be position coaches or coordinators. Do you have head coaching aspirations?
Like I said, you know, I'm just trying to be the best quarterback coach in the NFL this year. And usually when you do that and you have that mindset, usually good things happen. And like I said, I'm concerned about this week playing in Dallas.
What's something, going back to the debate angle, what is something that he's debated you on or challenged you on?
Probably just certain ways to sub pressure world, because that's, he knows we both take a lot of pride in studying that, and you know, there's certain ways to pick up certain blitzes and certain calls to make, and you know, it's like I said, it's just healthy debate. It's nothing bad or anything. It doesn't happen a lot. It's fun football talk.
Why is he good with the RPOs?
I think he's a quick decision maker. He's great with his hands. When you're running an RPO, okay, there's certain qualities you have to have as a quarterback to have success with those. Number one, you have to process information quickly, both pre-snap and post-snap. So you have to see the leverage of the defender that you're reading pre-snap to understand, is there a chance to throw the football here, okay? And then, obviously, when you have the ball in your hands, you have to position the ball with the back, all right? And then if the defender does what you want him to do to run the football, obviously you have to have a great mesh with the running back to hand the football off. If the defender does what you want to throw the football, okay, you have to be violent with your hands and pull the ball back and then get the ball up quick and out accurately. So I think all those things I just described, quick processor, ball up quick, ball out accurately, I think all those traits describe Carson Wentz.
Well, we surprised how well that worked.
How's he rank with other guys that you've done those with before?
He's right up there, and I'll be honest with you, you know, started dabbling that in some of that RPO world with Johnny, and Johnny was good at it too because Johnny had done a lot of that in college. So Johnny had a lot of those traits as well in terms of being able to see the RPO and get the ball quick and out accurately as well.
Were you surprised at how well that worked on Sunday? I mean, Jay was here for 3 days, and the fake handoff and the throw to Alshon seemed like it was flawless. Were you surprised at both Carson's ability to pull it off and that, you know, your confidence in calling that play with a running back who was here for 3 practices.
Yeah, I think that's a credit to Coach Peterson. I think that's a credit to all the parties involved. I think, you know, obviously Coach Staley did a fantastic job. I mean, early at night, giving Jay a crash course on our offense and did a fantastic job getting him ready. I think that's a credit to Deuce in terms of how he played on Sunday. And I'll tell you, you know, if you're on our football team and you're out there on the field, you're expected to do your job, and we're going to have confidence that you're going to do your job.
On that touchdown to Alshon, the RPO, was that Should that have been a gift when you looked at the film and just how they were playing it? It looked like he had the numbers to hand it off, or did he make the right decision?
You know, the play was made, and he made a great play. So we were just happy with the outcome.
Good.
Good.
I have a question.
Sure.
Coach Peterson talked a lot yesterday about the trust that has risen in gender. And you mentioned it too, right? Like, he's able to say, like, hey, what about this play? And
sure.
Take a couple times, but he, like, the discussion is there to be had. What is the parallel for you? Like, where do you see that, either on the sideline or in the discussions in practice? Like, where does that trust pop up between you and Carson?
Everywhere. And I think Carson has done enough on the field, obviously, to earn trust. Not only earn trust from the coaching staff, but they earn trust from his teammates and everyone in the building. So that happens everywhere. Discussions, football discussions happen during the game. Football discussions happen during in meeting rooms, at practice. There's subtle changes to what we're doing offensively all the time. And so the best offenses, in my opinion, aren't ones that our coaches say, well, here's my system. This fits my system. You have to do this because it's in my system. Coach Peterson's not like that at all. Coach Reich's not like that at all. I'm not like that at all. We want to put our players in the best situation they can to have success. And I think that's what the best offenses in our league do.
When you talked about him interacting with everyone, when you're scouting a guy, when does that become evident, or is there always just a little bit of, we're not sure if he does this or not, but we'll see when he gets in the building?
I think you can tell by a guy's personality, and obviously the homework you do on a guy that on a draft pick when you're doing that. And obviously our owner afforded us the opportunity to do extensive research on all these guys. And so it gave us a great background on every quarterback that was coming out in Carson's year. And, you know, obviously he was like that at North Dakota State, you know, with his teammates and with his coaches. And you know, the leadership was there, and we determined that leadership was there. And obviously there was no reason to think that wouldn't translate here into our building.